from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to the second installment of our program from here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. On this day, we are still on the 3rd of July in the year of our Lord 2013. We are welcoming you from wherever you are. We do apologize for the late start. We cannot tell you what we have to go through sometimes to be able to bring you Radio Biafra programs. Our systems were, basically our website has been under attack and our servers for the past half an hour, but we've managed to recover it, and we are here to bring you news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet, that this is your platform, this is your radio station. This program is dedicated to those of them in the United States of America, to our people here, those who have come to see, those who have come to enthuse, those we have come to energize, those we have come to bring and initiate into the Biafran family. Therefore, we are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet, on this very day, that you are welcome to join us. Our numbers are still the same if you do wish to contact us, and also Skype. If you want to join us via Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. If you are listening to this program via any other web portal apart from www.radiobiafra.co, please advise people, put it on Facebook, tell them that they can get Radio Biafra this evening from Dallas, midnight or past midnight in Biafra land and in London. If they can go to peopleofbiafra.org, bilierhumanrights.org, freedomvoicemedia.com, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org as well. These are where you can get Radio Biafra apart from www.radiobiafra.co. That website is having problem. It is under severe monumental attack. We experienced that here. We've been trying to resolve it for the past half an hour, but it is ongoing. It is intermittent. We've tried to recover our systems and our equipment to be able to relay our transmission to London from where UTMFO is at the controls and making sure you're receiving this broadcast this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you've had difficulties getting hold of us on Skype, it's because we don't know what is wrong with the system, but we are hopeful that we should be able to rectify it as time goes on. Can you tell me, please, what the telephone number is once again? Please, can you tell our listeners the telephone number to contact us, especially those of them in the United States, please?
Okay, +1 423 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. That is the number through which or by which you can get hold of us here at the studios for us to deliberate, for us to discuss, for us to evaluate, for us to look at the report as to how we are going to get Biafra. We are here to enlighten, to educate. We are also here to be enlightened and also to be educated. It is an interactive session. You have the telephone numbers. You can also get us via Skype, please. All we are now waiting for is to hear from you. But before we do so, we are attempting to do a recap of the news that we presented earlier, because our systems were down is proving slightly problematic. Please, we are begging and we are pleading for you to try and bear with us. We did report earlier that Tambuwal, who is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, is now saying, not predicting, but is now saying there is going to be a revolution in the country. A few days ago, if you recall, it was a Yoruba prophet who was predicting the coming of the mother of all revolutions. People are publishing on Facebook that that we should try and emulate what people have done in Egypt by coming out en masse to oust their government. They are asking us to also do the same, to be very brave. This is a day for bravery. This is a time for bravery. Please, we are asking you, if you cannot get Radio Biafra on the normal website, please go to biliehumanrights.org. Nzuko Nwanne, thank you very much for putting this up on Facebook. You go to biliehumanrights.org, go to Freedom Voice Media, because some people will be looking to try and get Radio Biafra via some other means rather than the ones that I'm mentioning to you right now. biliehumanrights.org, Freedom Voice Media, Freedom Voice Media, all one word.com, Indigenous People of Biafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. To take part in the program, the number to call once again is +1 404 789 8796, or you simply add Radio Biafra to your contact list. That is how you're going to be able to get hold of us. This is Radio Biafra. This is also why it is important that we add as many of our friends as possible onto the Facebook page, because we can't bring this announcement to you via radiobiafra.co, which is our normal website, due to the difficulties we are having as the website is presently under cyber attack. But we are proceeding. We know how to counter these people. They have tried in the past and failed. They are also going to fail in the future. They will keep trying, and when they get tired, all they will need to do is to submit and to give up. Because here on Radio Biafra, we are not going to give up. Here at Radio Biafra, there is nothing we are going to do other than moving ahead and ensuring that we get Biafra as quickly as possible. We are reporting this evening that the brave people of Egypt have shown a lot of bravery and commitment to oust the government that they have in place at the moment. The Islamist government have been removed in Egypt. There is a military coup in that country. We are advising our people to stay safe. We don't want anything to happen to them. We are advising them to please stay safe, those of you in Egypt. We have a lot of brothers and sisters in Egypt. We are please asking you to take the utmost care. Please do take a lot of care before you venture out. We don't want what happened in the past to happen to us again. We are getting people, hailing the people in Egypt and saying they have done very well. Now, how are these people going to be part of us for us to be able to do the same thing in Biafraland? It is one thing saying we should move on and do something, move on and fight. How about other people who are sitting by the sidelines? How about other people who are just sitting in comfortable positions, not wanting to do anything to bring about the coming of Biafra? We are telling you today that the revolution happening in Egypt is imminent in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, where children are being beheaded, where all manner of iniquity is basically brought to bear upon the lives of the people. And as soon as we are able to rectify our systems, we should be able to bring you the headlines this evening. But if you're joining us, and this is Radio Biafra, you have our numbers, please go onto Facebook, add your friends onto Facebook. If people are asking you, how do I know how to get Radio Biafra, please ask them to go to the Facebook page. We are only going to be on air for an hour. If you have any issues to raise with us. If you have any discussion points to raise, please do feel free to call our lines. Our lines are open and prepared to take your calls this evening. Is there anything you wish to say, anything you wish to add, anything you wish to contribute to the ongoing discussions regarding what people are doing in Egypt to restore a semblance of decorum, a semblance of common sense to the border politics in that country?
With what I've gathered so far, people from Egypt are very brave. So I would want us to borrow a leaf from them and do some, and so that we can actualize restore Biafra. That's what I have to say.
Yes, thank you very much for that. We are here to try to see the best way possible to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. We are here to try to move the Biafra project forward. We are here to do everything within our powers to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. Anything we can do to bring this about is more than welcome. There is breaking news this evening here that Egypt, there is a revolution. I don't know if it's a counter-revolution. I don't know what it is. That they have managed to remove the government, the very Islamist, corrupt, inept government in their country. For some of our people who may have forgotten, this was the same country that removed the government of Hosni Mubarak not too long ago. They are at it again. These are brave people. They are out and about and doing what is right. And that thing that is right is removing the corrupt people in their country, making sure that their country is held accountable, that those in power are held accountable. Why can't we do the same thing? Those that are asking, that is why we are here. We want to make it possible to hold our people that we have placed in positions of trust and power to account, because we want to get Biafra as quickly as possible. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra, we're coming to you today live and direct from Dallas, Fort Worth area of Texas in the southern part of the United States. It is a state in the U.S. And on this very lively, of course, it's warm, but not as warm or as hot as Houston, in Texas, where we are reporting today that the Egyptian army have removed the government of Mr. Morsi, who is complaining that a coup has taken place. The armed forces of Egypt removed the first democratically elected president on Wednesday after just a year in power, installing a temporary civilian government, suspending the constitution, and calling for new elections. Islamist President Mohamed Morsi denounced it as a full coup by the military. After the televised announcement by the army chief, millions of anti-Morsi protesters in cities around the country erupted in delirious scenes of joy with shouts of "God is great and long live Egypt." Fireworks burst over crowds dancing and waving flags in Tahrir Square, the epicenter of the 2011 uprising that removed the regime of Hosni Mubarak. It was one of the multiple centers of a stunning four-day anti-Morsi revolt that brought out the biggest anti-government rallies Egypt has ever seen, topping even those they mustered in 2011. But the move potentially throws the country into further confrontation moments after the army statement. A statement on the Egyptian president's office's Twitter account quoted Morsi as saying the military's measure represents a full coup categorically rejected by all the free men of their nation. Morsi insisted that he still has the legitimacy as an elected president and that this particular position must not be violated or Egypt could be thrown into violence. Some of his Islamist backers, tens of thousands of whom took to the streets in recent days, have vowed to fight to an end. Down with the rule of the military, some of them chanted after the announcement, reviving a chant used by leftist revolutionaries during the nearly 17 months of direct military rule that followed Mubarak's removal. The army has insisted it is not carrying out a coup but acting on the will of the people to clear the way for a new leadership. In his speech, Army Chief General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said the Chief Justice of the Supreme Constitutional Court would step in as interim president until new elections are held. He will be sworn in He would be sworn in judges of his court. El-Sisi said a government of technocrats will be formed with full powers to run the country. This is what is happening in Egypt. It is breaking news. We are bringing it to you that there has been another revolution. These are people who are interested in the redemption of their country. These are people who will not take no for an answer. If the same scenario were to be obtained in Egypt, if you had the same breed of corrupt, inept, and hopeless politicians in Egypt, they too would have been swept aside by now. And that is precisely what we are going to do. The force of nature is behind us. We have the moral imperative to be able to embark upon this struggle, and that is what we are doing on a day that we are announcing that the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Alhaji Tambuwal, have predicted that Nigeria is going to end up in a very bloody revolution, reminiscent, he didn't quite say this, these are words, reminiscent of what happened or what is happening in Egypt today. If you want to know what you can do to support this very endeavor, please go to our website, www.radiobiafra.co/volunteer. radiobiafra.co/volunteer. There you'll be able to see what you can do to be a part of what we are doing, to be a part of the effort that we are trying to bring to bear to ensure that Biafra is realized in truth and honesty as quickly as possible. Once again, if you want to call us, the number to call is
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. Or you can join us on Skype. The Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to Skype. Our systems are slightly all over the place, but we are doing the best we can to try to rectify the problem. We are doing the best we can to rectify it. Our main website is still down, but this broadcast, notwithstanding, has to continue for at least the next half an hour to a quarter of an hour at the very least. We are looking to take calls from those of them living in the United States and people living elsewhere as well. We are asking you to contact us either via the phone or on Skype so that we can be a part of this program. What do you make of the revolution going on in Egypt? This is about the second time that they are revolting in less than 2 years. They don't like what they are seeing, and they are revolting as a result of it. What does that fill you with hope or with trepidation as to what is to come? But before you answer, let us attempt to see if our lines have been cleared. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello, Nandi. Yeah,
yes.
Sorry, I thought I was off air. I didn't know that.
We are on live broadcast. Radio Biafra is going through the whole world as we speak at this precise moment. We run two programs from here in the United States, one in the evening, which is 7 p.m., and one starting at midnight in London and in Biafra land.
Yes, Nandi. Good evening, and I'm glad to join the program again. I wasn't available at the first segment of the program. I was away, obviously, on a national mission, as you will appreciate. I've not been opportune to follow the program so far, so let me give chance to others to have their say while I observe, then I'll come back to you later. Is that okay?
That is fine. Thank you very, very much for that. Yes, that is perfectly fine. Yes, that goes to show that we have managed to restore our Skype connections, and that is working very, very well as we speak. We are also working to try to get our website to be up and running. For some reason, it went down, and we are trying to rectify this very issue. We are trying to get it to work properly the way it is intended. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are greeting you this evening from the Dallas-Fort Worth area here in the United States. Our system is a bit down, that is true, but we are doing everything we possibly can to make sure that we report Radio Biafra to you, that we bring you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we're all going to get Biafra. I'm here with our dear sister, Chidera Akabuo, and we are going to do everything humanly possible to make sure that Radio Biafra gets to you this evening and onwards. We are not going to relent, we are not going to fail, and everything we can do, we are going to do it to make sure that everything works properly. Wow, dear sister, Ifeoma Linda Chimuba from Sweden is reporting that the MEN website itself is down. Of course, we recognize that, and we are doing everything we can to get it up and running, to get it to be working properly the way it is intended to be in the first place. And as soon as we rectify it, we should be able to let you know. Have you had any luck at all in raising up the MEN website?
No, I've been trying severally.
And it's not getting coming through. Right. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
I cannot hear.
Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? You can't hear anything at all. We are still trying to look at this issue. I think what we need to do is to try to perhaps take a mini break and keep on playing our patriotic song and try as much as we can to rectify this problem. Please do not go away. We'll be right back at you in the next few minutes, please. Thank you very much. Hopefully the lines are back on now. We are hoping that our lines are back on now and working, that we are welcoming you back. Let us start by going to the line to see if we have somebody there, please. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. We are still experiencing severe technical difficulties, and we'll still try and see what we can do to rectify this very problem. The problem is ongoing, but we are going to do whatever we can to make sure that we get this problem resolved this very evening. Please don't go away. Continue to enjoy our patriotic song, please. Thank you very much. Hello, wonderful people. We are welcoming you back to our program this evening. For some unfathomable reason, we are still experiencing severe difficulties with our connections all over the place, including our communication systems. Our principal website is down, from where we are drawing a lot of our resources, from where we are sending our signal to London through. So it is very difficult for us to proceed with the program this evening. We do apologize. The Radio Biafra shall return tomorrow for us, or later today for people who are already in the morning. Normal time is 7 p.m. London time, which is going to be, what time is it? It's going to be, is it 12? Is it 11? 11 in San Francisco, 11 a.m. in San Francisco tomorrow. Please do try and join us. But we'll still try and see if we have anybody on the line to tell us how they are receiving the signal where they are, to ask them if they're still hearing us. This is Radio Biafra. The caller, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Prince, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They can't. They cannot hear me. We cannot proceed without calls, because Radio Biafra thrives on the listener participation. That's particular system is not functioning this evening, but we'll try and get it rectified. We do sincerely apologize. I don't know if we are able to get any sort of clarification from London. This is...
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, Doctor?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, please stay where you are. Let us go and take this call as well. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Nandi, this is Dr. Moses Nwigwe calling you from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yes, that is Dr. Moses Nwigwe, the benefactor and chief financier of Radio Biafra. Please go ahead, the world is listening.
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Our listeners, they need to go to Voice of the Indigenous People of Biafra, www.peopleofbiafra.org. That's when everything is loud and clear.
Everything is loud and clear there? Okay, wonderful. Maybe, yes, okay, then we won't pull our systems down. Dr. Egemba is here as well, so we'll be able to find out from him if everything is also okay on his end. Please stay where you are. Dr. Moses, we will remain where you are, please. Remain where you are, please. Dr. Egemba, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
That is very good. Are you receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear?
Considerably okay, yes.
It is okay. Okay, that is wonderful. That
yeah,
is wonderful.
It's okay. I can hear you properly, yes.
You can hear me properly, yeah?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, yes, yes. Okay, Dr. Moses Nwigwe, thank you very much for that. We are proceeding with the program. We are not terminating the program. We are proceeding with it. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's Dr. Moses Nwigwe. Doctor, remain where you are. Remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear here in Nandia. My name is Ekene Onyedika. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
Thank you, Onyedika. Thank you very much for confirming also that you are receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear. We had one, we thought our systems were not, had failed us completely, but it is still working, so we are proceeding with the program. The program is going ahead. What would you like to say in view of what is happening in Egypt, in view of the prediction of revolution coming on in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, as not only predicted by the primate? Yoruba primate, I don't know his name, I must apologize, but also by Tambuwal as well today, please.
Yes, Nnamdi, you know, they said that
yes.
So this is something that have, you know, is in our toes. It's only if our brothers and our sisters can hear, you know, and come out. But because every drum that is beating is showing that people have to come and dance.
Continue. We are listening to you. Continue,
so,
please. Continue.
People have to come and dance. So the drums are beating. The trumpet is blowing. But people seems like they like what they have. But this is our revolution, you know. And the thing have come to our door, and we have to come out. The way we are doing it, yes, it's okay, but as you go big, we have to come out in mass. Because if you look at the TV, what I'm seeing in TV is absolutely wonderful.
Do you know how many people came out in Egypt? The crowd is unbelievable. Do you know how many of them
it's
came
unbelievable.
Out?
It's unbelievable. So the people, our people, this is what they should look at. See the picture, that if we stand up together, if we stand up together, there's nothing we cannot accomplish. But it looks like some people, they say half bread is better than none. I rather have no bread than having a half bread. So those that think that in Nigeria is okay for them, they are deceiving themselves. The revolution will come and the people will come out. There is no way that president or whoever can kill all the people that stand there. It's not two people housing flags somewhere and they come and direct.
Yes,
no.
Exactly.
These are millions of people. And yes, that is why we need the radio signal in down to our people. Because if they have this signal, they can know exactly when the wire, the plug is being pulled. So yes, that we, anybody that is not outside, we know that that person, we can actually go and find that person in his house. Because we need to work against those that are sabos. Those that will start from taking a crumb, so a bread from, that's swung from some outside person's table. Even outside people, they don't even wash their hand to eat. I don't even know why our people go there to collect something from them.
Yes,
you know,
you are right. Stay where you are. Onyedika, hold on where you are. Let us bring Dr. Egemba into this conversation, because we can now be able to run simultaneous conversation all at the same time. Please, Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, our brother is calling from Ireland. He's wondering, without the transmitter, without mass media, how can we mobilize the same number of people turning out in Egypt time and time again to overthrow government? Because what he's saying in effect is that how many people are you going to arrest? You have over a million people marching down. Over what is a million? They said they surpassed they have broken every political record. People are coming out all over the place. How are you going to arrest everybody who is out there on the street? It is not possible. So that is why mass mobilization is key to what we are hoping to achieve.
There is no doubt about that. You see, there is no doubt about that. But most importantly, we must be able to make the comparison and also analyze the difference here. Egypt is in Africa, quite all right, but they are the Arab. They are in Arab. Their culture, the way they approach things, are different. The military is different. The language, they speak one language. There's a little bit of homogeneity within the society.
That is correct, yes.
Okay?
That is correct.
Most
yes.
of their demand, their interest is more or less the same. You are talking of a little bit one people here. But, and again, their history is different. So when we are analyzing this, we have to take it into the totality of everything that is happening and also compare like with like. There's no how you can compare Nigeria with Egypt, both in terms of military power, both in terms of political development, both in terms of youth and the society organization, both in the homogeneity of the population. Where are you going to compare? That's number one. Number two, talk about infrastructure. They have electricity. They have everything going on for them. Well, our people don't have light. Now, as I speak, this the time, if you go to the whole of Nigeria, although I don't have the accurate statistics, I can guarantee you that more than half of the territory, more than half of the people are in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so it is very, very difficult. It is going to take us years to get to the level of Egypt, but we have to try. When we get this transmitter and have our transmitter on the ground, broadcasting on the ground, dishing out this information, we're dishing on Radio Biafra now, which selected few, those who have access to internet, to modern means of communication, laptop, desktop, notebook, iPad, smartphones. Even those of us, those of our brothers and sisters back home who have the electronic digits, they don't have the power to power it. Have you seen it? Now,
yes.
They will have to go and on generator. And generator kills this high-tech equipment. They are not produced. They are not meant to be powered by generator. It is very, very sensitive. That is why, before you know it, it will spoil. In as much as I appreciate and agree, what is happening in Egypt is monumental, is of historical phenomenon. We should be very, very careful in comparing it. Do not expect what is happening in Egypt to be replicated in any sub-Saharan African country
yes.
today or tomorrow.
Yes.
It will take quite a while.
Because of the homogeneity, because they are
yeah.
all Arabs, one with one religion, one dominant religion above
Absolutely.
Every other. That is what we talk about, value system. People
yeah.
don't understand it. You can live in Egypt and practice as a Christian, but the predominant
yeah.
laws there is Islam. If you come to United
yeah.
States, you can practice your Islam, but the dominant culture is Greco-Roman, Judeo-Christian value system. You have to fit into it or you get away.
Can I add something here? Now, you remember that in as much as Egypt is a predominantly Muslim country, but they do not want to live under Sharia law. They don't want their law to be predominantly religious law. This is the issue here. You see, the people, the new president who came under the banner of Muslim Brotherhood, which is a much more radical Islamic set or Islamic distinct. So they want to impose their ideology on the other part of the country. But Egypt is more or less neutral, more or less. They are not a fundamental Muslim. But this president and their Muslim Brotherhood want to make them to be more leaning to radical Islamism, leaving the secularism which Egypt has been known for a long, long, long time. This is the dichotomy here. This is why the people are angry. You are Muslim Brotherhood, fair enough, but do not convert everybody, do not make the law of the land into the according to the dictate of Muslim Brotherhood. That's what they're talking about here. So we should be able to find the fine lines, the differences between what is happening in Egypt, the people, the religion, the infrastructure, the composition of the army, and so on and so forth, to what is happening in sub-Saharan Africa. It is a world of difference. The mountain, it is a big mountain to climb to reach to that level.
Yes, thank you very much, and stay where you are. Please stay where you are. If you're joining us, we did have some degree of intermittence as we started the program, but we are continuing to broadcast to come to you live because this is Radio Biafra. There is no problem we cannot overcome. Some people try to take down our systems. They try to pull down our server. They try to clog up our communication equipment, but we have managed to overcome that. We've identified the IP address is coming from, and the usual protocol will follow. We will trace them and we will announce who they are. We know this. Some of these people claim that they are into the Biafran struggle, but they're trying to do whatever they can to sabotage the effort of Radio Biafra. You cannot succeed. If Nigeria failed, how about you as an ordinary individual? If you're joining us, we are thanking you for staying awake. If you're anywhere around, say between the western part of Europe up until, say, beyond Israel, which other countries we have? We have the Arabian Peninsula, I think. You are still in the middle of the night. If you're awake there, then we congratulate you. We know that those in the Far East are awake. I spoke to Pastor Levi, a brother of ours in Thailand, who runs a ministry in Thailand, who's organizing. Very soon, I think Thailand will be competing with Malaysia in terms of enthusiasm. We saw their pictures on Facebook, which is quite gladdening for us, because we know that people in Thailand are now coming up, and when Radio Biafra goes to Malaysia in the coming weeks and months, we will also be able to stop over in Thailand as well to ginger up the people there. There are people in the United States, they are waking up very slowly and they are coming out, and a lot of work is going on behind the scenes to make sure that people come out, to make sure that we get the right numbers that we need, to make sure that the message that we are propagating, to make sure that the message of Biafra is filtering through. Let us go back to our brother we put on hold, calling us from the Republic of Ireland to see if he's still there. Are you still there, my brother from Republic of Ireland? Are you still there?
Yes, Namdi. Yes, I'm still here. I want to quickly say something about what doctor we are emphasizing on.
Yes,
doctor made some good comments, which I appreciate, but what I can say in my own side is that we are not looking at the political structure of the people of Egypt. We are actually looking at the people themselves. What type of mind do those people have for them to hearken, to come out, to overthrow their government, or to say this is what we want? That is the first thing in the struggle. If people do not come out, then there will be no end.
That is correct.
People will continue to live where they are living. So what type of mind do those people have? What gives them the ability to say, I am going to go out there to do this demonstration, come rain, come sun?
Yes.
Irrespective of what the government will do or say about us. So the politics is the Egypt, they say, is the first civilization or so. They have grown their type of leadership, like the pharaohs. They have always have lived in a very strong hand. So we are not like them, but they are individuals. They have brain and blood like we do. They have mind, and they have something they are agitating, or something that is giving them the power to come out. So what is stopping our own people to come out? They have been put down for every sense, in every sense of things that people are doing in that Nigeria, in that zoological republic. Yeah. They've been marginalized, they've been killed, they've been given the back seat all the time. All they do is to go and collect the crumbs from falling down from the outer man.
Yes.
So what type of mind would our people have? Is there a new mind that we're going to ginger in them that will make them to come out, so that when the call is called, some people, I don't think there are people who will join us in going down to Nigeria with the things I'm seeing in America, or you know, the likes of us who have seen this thing from where we come from, who have suffered and and see that, and also tested the good life, we will go back. But what spirit, what type of mind would those our brothers who have seen good things, you know, to come out? Let me tell you, Nnamdi, the poor person, when a poor person who suddenly become rich forgets that he was poor, that richness is not genuine. It's only those who remember that they are poor and they are now rich will always go back to remember a poor person somewhere. But those who are poor and get rich and forget that they were poor sometime, their richness is not genuine. That is what we are experiencing in America or some other places, even in London or even here in Ireland or any other place. So, Doctor, I agree with you, but what I am looking at and the picture I want every one of us to see is what type of heart does those people in Egypt have? Irrespective of religion or the type of people where they come, what is in their heart? Remember, in South Africa, people have the same heart.
Yes, they did. And I will tell you why in a minute. It depends on the type of women they have. It's the women that decides what happens. If you go and investigate, because as a man, are you telling me, as your wife is there, if your wife is telling you, I want you to do Biafra, you tell her no? You know, if your wife tells you, if you come in and your wife is telling you, my dear husband, I want you to go and join your fellow men outside and go and get freedom for your country, will you say no?
No. I will move, because I have somebody pushing me from behind and giving me that. When I look at it, take for instance, during the time of I grew up in the village. I know that before the New Yam Festival comes up in my place, we do what we call wrestling, traditional wrestling.
Yes.
If your mom is in that market and tell you, challenge this boy, is your mate, you will feel like there's a power. That have come over you, and you go out there to give, to do it because your mom have said so, so that you will bring bring proud, make her proud. So if your wife tells you to go out, or your mother or somebody you look at tell you that this call is for you, you will go there with knowing that you are, because you are going to be their hero. But these our people, they do not, they like every, they like good life. Our people love good life. We love good life, yes. But there's something you have to do. If you have not offered, if you have not go out there and till the land, you cannot put your crop to produce.
Yes.
Our people don't want to till the land.
That is correct.
Our people don't want to wake up in the morning and see a mango tree or see a cassava being grown. Even the cassava, you need strength to pull it out for you to get the root.
Yes.
Even before you even eat the cassava, you have to remove the cover, put it in the water, soak it for some days. Even the smell will go inside you before the real food will come inside you. Why our people don't have this ideology to know there are some things that people have to sacrifice?
There must
be
sacrifice,
and that starts from your heart. It starts from the same heart you have one day and say, I want to go and marry. Have the same heart and say, I want to go and do this for my people. The same heart you have the day you say, your wife tell you that she is pregnant. You now know that you are going to be a father and you're going to cater for those people, including your wife. Have the same mind and say, this is my cause. There is nothing that I cannot give for this struggle. But there is a joy that comes. They say there is in the beginning of the tunnel, it is always dark. But at the end of the tunnel, that you will always find light. So why our people want to stop when they see tunnel? They want to say, we love it this way. No, that is my question. And that is what I want doctor to realize, that it is not the political system of the people. it is the heart of the people. When they say come, you come. When you hear like this is a town, you know, in the village, in those days, when there will be an announcement, this is an announcement going on. People are not responding in their numbers. Some people are castigating and saying all manner of things against what we are doing. But I tell them, even when Jesus Christ come, they did not even believe him. And even when Noah said the people should come and build and come change, they did not even believe Noah. So, but for those of us that have believed, we are marching on.
Yes.
And when you march on, including the people that there's a thought that come to my head this afternoon when I was reading some things in the Radio Biafra page there, when they said they are arresting some MASOB members. So those DPO, when the time comes, I don't know what they will do. Whether they will go and give themselves to Hausa people, or they will come there, because they will run away.
My brother, I have a slight take on this, and I'll bring in Dr. Egemba in a few minutes. In a few minutes, I'll get doctor to come in to follow what we are saying. My take on this is this: if you look at what is happening in Egypt, it is something that is happening with the Biafran struggle, and it's a very good thing you touch this thing now to talk about the DPOs, all the hassle they are getting with MASOB and all the rest of it. Egyptian people revolted. The Islamic Brotherhood was at the forefront of the fight against Mubarak, and before Hosni Mubarak, they were fighting Anwar Sadat. They were responsible for the assassination of Anwar Sadat, and they continued to pursue this very violent form of extremist Islamic orthodoxy for very many years. Despite the number of years they put into the struggle to remove Hosni Mubarak, once what they did went contrary to the wishes of the people said no. This should remind people about MASOB. When people say, oh, how good they have been doing it, it does not matter. You signed a contract with us. You said, this is what we are going to do. You are no longer doing that thing you said you're going to do. In other words, the contract is null and void. The same way the contract between the Islamic, the Brotherhood in Egypt, and the people broke down. The people came out and said, no, this was not what we asked you to go and do. We don't like Hosni Mubarak. We don't like military dictatorship, yes. But your brand of Islamism, your brand of Islamic democracy is not what we want. That shows maturity. That shows a people that understand that there is something more to this than meets the eye. That a political system is what sets the very basic foundation upon which a society stands. If you allow, let's say for instance now, the Egyptians allow this corrupt, I'm not saying that Morsi and his administration are corrupt. No, not at all. Let us imagine for one second they allowed the Islamic Brotherhood to continue by saying, oh, no, happen, and they started it. Oh, leave them now. They have suffered. See, look at when they started the struggle. They will sleepwalk themselves into a tyrannical, theocratic state without knowing it. But the people realized and said, no. What we asked you to go and do is to remove a despotic regime, replace it with a democracy, not replace it with something worse. And they said no to it. So our people must rise above this whole mass of nonsense and understand that they are incapable, both philosophically, both ideologically, to deliver the type of Biafra that we are looking for. And if we are not politically mature enough to understand that, then we have not started the struggle for Biafra.
That is true, Nnamdi. What you said is exactly what is in my mind. You know, the time when you are doing something, this is not the time to start taking stock. There is a time for taking stock. When we come, everybody will say their own story. If you look at what is happening in Egypt, like as a point of reference, all the opposition party, they said today that this coming together, that this revolution they had now have actually put them together. More strong, more unity have been found in them than before. So this is what our people have to take on this. It is not who started. He said, it's not who started, but who completed. We can, how well did you complete? You can start anything, but you never complete it. If you went for an exam, and there are 100 questions, and you answered 50, what happened to the other 50? With the other 50, say, oh, you, because you didn't answer it, the examiner will just give you
mark. Yeah, because you've attempted. Oh, happy I had to have attempted.
You attempted. No, you fail. But you can look at the 50 that you did and say, at least this 50 gave me confidence. I did well on them, even though that I did not complete. These are some few things that I must solve. People and the leadership of myself have to look at.
Yes.
Look,
Stay where you are, my brother. Don't get away. Let us bring Dr. Gemba into this. It is two of you that is co-hosting. Our number is still the same. It hasn't changed. It is still the same number. You can call us on Radio Biafra. Please, Chidera, give them the number once again, please.
+1 404 789 8796.
Again, please, if you may.
+1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. And Dr. Gemba is still with us, I presume. Yes, Doctor?
Yes, Nanda, I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
But honestly, the different, we are all saying the same thing from different perspective. I don't have any major disagreement from what my brother from Ireland said. I agree with him that we need to turn the mentality of our people around to make them understand and see reason, to create some element of patriotism in them, to let them know that for them to get something, they have to lose something.
Are you sure they're capable of understanding that? That now, even the whole basis of Christianity revolves around that sacrifice.
What happened is that all this while, since independence or whatever, the system of education, political education, and the enlightenment is different. The system is quite different. It is highly politicized. Now, you pointed out something very vital. The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, they have been in existence since 1928.
Yes.
Okay? And they have been systematically, very patiently waiting for that day, that moment, when they will achieve what they want. Before they came on power, they have been mapping out some niche, doing some certain things, providing social services, providing power supply, providing some services, winning the heart of the people. But when they came on power, regardless of the fact that it is only 12 months, people were expecting them to do more than what they were doing outside power. Now that they are in power, people expected them to do much, much more. But the people did not have much patience for them to deliver this report, this result. They said that you are not good enough, hence this revolt. Now, bringing it to our people, bringing it back home, since independence, all this while, political education in Nigeria has been on party basis, on a very, very tiny political aim, you know. There is no cohesive mass public education of rights and wrong, patriotism. Because of the way the country is structured, we are Igbos, we are Biafrans, you have the Yoruba people, they have their own interests. The Hausa Fulani people have their own interests. There is nothing bringing us together. There is no national education. There's no language, one language that everybody will understand. Even the English language, not everybody understands it. Now, while I was saying that the infrastructure played a role in bringing our people down, is that without the necessary infrastructure in place, educational infrastructure like electricity and all these other things, it would be very difficult to map out a cohesive educational system that will serve the whole nation. But for the fact that the different part of the country have got different interests, it is very difficult to have a coherent educational propaganda motivational way of educating and mobilizing the people. So this is the problem. Now, when we get our transmitter, we will be concentrating on our people, on their friends. Say, this is our value. This is what you are going to expect when we come to power. This is the agenda we are going to fulfill. This is what you are going to hold us responsible for. If you fail, hold us accountable for this. But you cannot have such a thing in the world of Nigeria. So, with the time, it is going to take quite a long time to educate our people. But we will educate them. We will get there. Gradually, they will come to realize what we are talking about. Hence, there is practical example we can draw from Egypt, from Turkey, from Brazil, from other countries. We show them, look at what happened there, look at what happened there. Citizens came on the street to vent their anger for what is going wrong within their society. As a citizen, more especially our youth, more especially our women, you don't have to sit down and wait for manna to come from heaven. Somebody will have to make that change happen. If they don't do it, you force their hand, as they have done in Egypt, as they have done in Brazil, as they have done in Turkey, as they have done in various Arab countries. But we have not had any change in our country, in our area, because everybody is afraid of dying. Nobody is coming out to show their anger, vent their anger, to sweep out the irrelevant, non-productive, repressive political regime we have. Now, when we have our system in place, we will have enough examples to bring on table to educate people, to show them the difference between wrong and the right.
Yes, thank you very much. That was well said. And if you can remain where you are, that this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we have barely 10 minutes more to go. I have with me in the studio Chidera and also Dr. Egemba, who joined us on Skype and is helping us out this very evening all the way from London. Thank you very much. If this is your first time of listening, and also tell your friends as well. We also have our brother Ekenedere Onyedekam, who is calling us from the Republic of Ireland as well. We also have him on the line. We've been exchanging views, looking at ways of making our people become like Egyptians. Isn't that what we're talking about? How do we make our people to respond when we call them? We are saying they cannot do that unless there is mass media covering everywhere. They cannot do that until we educate them. That is why caller after caller from Biafran always ask us, when is this transmitter coming? We are asking them, please. I think the best thing to do is to get people back home to write all the people in America. Maybe not Radio Biafra, to write to them individually to say, we need this, do this for us as our brothers and our sisters living in the diaspora. We have our brother in Kemdem, are you still there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
You are can you hear me? You are breaking up. Can you hear me?
I will tell the doctor.
No, you are.
Another thing there. Yeah, I can hear you clearly here. Yeah?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, it's better now. Go ahead.
I said, yeah, Dr. made a valuable point there, very, very interesting. But everything comes to education as well. But the sustainability of anything is crucial. It's not coming out for 1 hour or for 2 hours. If you see these people, I've been following them. They stay there, they camp there, they live there. They eat there is a love among them whereby somebody shares whatever he has with other people, you know, for them to continue pushing, pushing until they get a result. So our people have to, we who have seen this type of life have to tell our people how to sustain a movement so that what you are looking for will come. If it didn't come, you keep pushing. You know, it can take years. It's not one day or one day stay off market. That is not what we are talking. If you want to stay out of market, you stay for 100 years until what you want comes to you. So, having said that, I like what doctor said, but I wanted to say something about yesterday, with the program yesterday as well. You know, they said that the court in Nigeria have nullified the appointment of some service chiefs.
Yes.
You know, actually, it's I when I read that news from Radio Biafra site, I saw it differently. I saw a victory in the struggle. I saw a victory in the court case that we have against the Zoological Republic of Nigeria in the same manner. If the judge can pinpoint where the Constitution of Federal Republic of Nigeria have actually said something, and the president is doing the contrary, then in our own case there's a victory. If they failed to pronounce the same thing, which is very clearly articulated in the Constitution, in the matter of Biafra and Nigeria, then we know that they are not genuine, and we can now push ahead and ahead and ahead until we got what we want. They use the Constitution of Nigeria to remove what the appointment of the president, which the Constitution also have allowed us some rights, the most of the rights that have been served them, you know. So the judge or the presiding judge will actually, we can also borrow a leaf from this particular judgment and see what our own judgment should be. That is what I saw in that. They can remove them. They can remove me, Hedrika.
No.
Well, I can't.
But there is a problem there.
Yeah.
The judgment was politically motivated. It was expedient to deliver such a judgment. If you bear in mind that this case was filed nearly 5 to 6 years ago, they never ruled on it. They were waiting for the perfect time to use a normal judicial process to deliver a political coup de grace. And that was what they did. The Sultan of Sokoto spoke, and a Hausa judge saw it as an opportunity. You see, they have all these rules, all these laws hanging about. They know that. They know they have suits and cases filed in the court. All they need to do is that if they want to undermine any governor, any senator, all they need to go and do is to bring out one pending suit and deliver a type of judgment that will seek to undermine that very person. Why did they not rule on this very simple constitutional matter 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, even a year ago? Why now that they know that Ihejirika is pursuing Boko Haram insurgents in the north? Why? Because they know that if you had any other person there, say for instance you had all Hausa Fulani service chiefs occupying all the echelons of power within the military, do you think they would have sanctioned the imposition of state of emergency in the north?
No.
Exactly. So what the reason why I love what is happening to Nigeria, although our people are dying there, is this. It shows everybody the folly that Nigeria is a contraption. And let us also use Egypt as an example. People don't understand that Hosni Mubarak was succeeded Anwar Sadat. Anwar Sadat was made basically during the Camp David Accord in 1976 when Jimmy Carter brought them over as the President of America to sign the peace deal between Israel and Egypt. Ever since that very accord was signed, Egypt became the largest receiver of American foreign grant. The largest receiver. Yeah. Basically, their entire military runs on grant from the USA. USA knew, even this country we are in broadcasting knows very well that them propping up Hosni Mubarak was the right thing for them to do in terms of the foreign policy, in terms of them maintaining their influence in the Middle East. But the will of the people trumpeted that. The will of the people spoke. So regardless of the political clout, regardless of the friends Hosni Mubarak had, he had to fall. Because the people spoke. We want our people to understand something this evening. That in as much as we pursue this very Biafran struggle, and we bring out our people to pursue it in truth and honesty, no Britain, no USA can stop us. The only way they can stop us is if they come and bomb us every night and kill everybody at the same time. And they cannot do it. Because these days you have 24-hour rolling news. Nobody will dare try that nonsense. America cannot even have another Vietnam to start with. They can't afford to do that. So this is a perfect opportunity for us to demonstrate resolve. It is not going to be easy. Let us not kid ourselves and think, oh, it's going to be easy. We broadcast on the air and we go and demonstrate all over the world and Biafra comes. No. As you yourself said, there are bound to be sacrifices made along the way. But what determines if you are a true believer in the cause for freedom is your ability to persevere, your ability to ride regardless of the difficulty you encounter, you continue going because you are on the path of righteousness. Please stay where you are. Thank you very much. Let us go to Dr. Gemba. Doctor, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
and I want to go back to the Egypt. What is happening in Egypt, how it relates to us, and the lesson we are going to learn from it. Now, it's true that this program is going out at a time maybe we may not have the same number of people listening.
We do because
have the opportunity.
Doctor, you are in darkness. Here we are in light. Here we are in light.
Yes.
You may be in darkness, we are in light.
Have the opportunity to listen to it again. Now, there is a lot of lesson for us here to learn. And it pains me that we don't have our transmitter broadcasting from Biafra land now. If it is something we are at home now, we point out these things line by line, stage by stage, event by event, the implication to our people, and they understand what is happening. Then we will tell our youths, more especially with those in the universities, in the campuses, our young people, those who have finished their youth studies, those who have graduated 3, 4, 5, 10 years, no work, no nothing. Then you ask them, what is good? Which one is better? Go out there at the state house of your state. Come with thousands, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, 100,000. Go and occupy the state house. We are not going anywhere. I go by my good man. By the time you will see people from outside bringing fruit, bringing something, bringing water, giving people will stay there. And will stay there and stay put. Now, the effect is this. As you said, Nandi, that we are in an era of 24-hour rolling news. Now, there's no how 100,000 people will gather in one place at one time and the world will not notice. The world will not notice.
Yes.
Now, when they notice and they are there today, they notice, they are there tomorrow.
Are you there? Is doctor there? We may have lost him, and I think maybe that's a cue for us to bring the program to an end. I think we made it up to 1 hour. We are very, very grateful to our brother who has been keeping us informed of via text. We don't know what your name is, but let's take Chris's call, please. Chris, are you there? Chris, are you there? Chris, are you there? Can you hear me? Chris, are you there?
Yes.
No, he is not. He is not listening to us. He's engrossed in something else. Thank you very much, all of you who contributed to tonight's program or this evening's program from here. From me is goodbye temporarily, I would say, from Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas. We are going to California tomorrow. Is California as hot as Houston?
Yes, but not.
It's close to the Pacific, so it's better, is it?
San Francisco is not that hot because it's very close to the ocean.
Okay, that is wonderful. So we hope it's not as hot as Houston. Texas. Houston was very, very hot. Houston is in Texas. It's very, very hot. But we are saying that Dallas-Fort Worth area is not nearly as bad as Houston is. So it is a wonderful pleasure being here. We've enjoyed it. Our host, Ugochukwu, is away at work as we speak. He's been taking time off work, but he's had to go to work this evening. So we thank all of you who made our stay here a wonderful one. I think the precedent was set when we went to Atlanta, the way that Martins and Cletus took care of us. And that continued, of course. We wouldn't expect anything less from Moses Wigwe, who took excellent care of us. We went to see Clifford Iranian in Houston, and he was quite simply amazing. I call him a Biafran in the truest sense of it. Not every Igbo person is a Biafran, but every Biafran is an Igbo person. Someday we'll explain that to people so they understand it. He took care of us. He didn't host us. He took excellent care of us, and we are grateful to him and to the family as well, and to all my friends that I've never seen for nearly 30 years. Some of them we saw each other, and it was fun and fantastic being in Houston, and we are here in Dallas Fort Worth area. It's been glorious all this while. We are proceeding also to go and bring the brand of broadcasting of Radio Biafra, a very unique genre that when people listen to it, they know that indeed that the kingdom of heaven is coming to earth in the sub-Saharan African region of Biafra, because that is what we believe in. And from Chidera, please.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening. And I'm very grateful to everyone that called in to be a part of this program. My name is Akabo Chidera, and I'll urge you to join us in the broadcast of tomorrow from the Bay Area of San Francisco, same time, 7 p.m. London. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 7 p.m. London, that doesn't change. That is the standard with which we got people. 7 p.m. at home, it is going to be 11 a.m. Can you believe that? As people are preparing to go to sleep in all over, say, London and that axis coming down to West Africa, those of them in California, in San Francisco, it will be 11 o'clock in the morning, indeed. Wanamentogare, as some people would say. It's a pleasure having you. Thank you very much, wherever you are, and God bless you all. Do not forget to tell your people in California. Americans are fond of lying and saying, nobody told us. Please pick up the phone and tell them. Some of them are selfish, but we're recovering and saving some people. We have our 20% already. We want to make it to 100%. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless all of you.
Anya de lo tanka in the lade. sando emeka nyo ufodele lotazi na chukudipo usando emeka nyo ufondo na tuzie kuomu rile lo 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 le le la 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 rile lo 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 la 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 la